Amen. Father, we thank you tonight. Our daddy that doeth great wonders, our Father. Thank you. Show us mercy tonight. Through your own son, by your son, in his name, we receive the ministry of help and of grace greatly. Let it be in abundance. Merciful Father, Father, thank you. Quicken us today. Bless us again. With my hands raised up to you, I pray, lifting up holy hands without rot, I pray, show us mercy. I'm going to ask for mercy. I receive mercy. Multiply both bread and wine. Bless us, our daddy. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen. Is anybody who say hallelujah? Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Just say thank you. Amen. Pastor.
Jesus. Fomina tu fatania da baskere nimi tu filiani ate. Nimirunia sevar gumenia targaniata. Forga kasmeru fergeni argend. Gend. 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 Gend, 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 end of the matter, even the end of the matter, even the end of the matter. The end of the matter is to come up to the throne, is to come up to the throne, is to come up to the throne. For this adversary keeps fighting. for this adversary is fighting. For this adversary is fighting that which will bring him to an end will not be seen. That which will fully cause him to be brought to an end would not be known. But I say, come up hither. Come up hither. Come up hither. Come consider matters, even matters, even matters from the end, even from the end, even from the end, even from the end, even from the end. For where you are meant to end is even on the throne, is even on the throne, is even on the throne. And there are givings even from the hand, even the right hand of him who is on the throne, even his givens, that will fully bring him to an end, that will fully bring him to an end. For that which spells his end, and that which will fully bring him to an end, is that which is in the hand, even of him who sits. I say, come consider even matters in the mighty in our hand, in the mighty in our hand, in the mighty in our hand, in the mama mighty in our hand, in the mama mighty one's hand, even the things in his hands that he had sent, even by Jesus, even the things of Jesus, which Jesus is showing and wants to give, is showing and wants to make known, is giving and wants you to see, is showing and wants you to understand, is giving and wants you to walk in the light of, that you might cooperate with him for to bring this adversary to an end. For his end is stirred even in that which is in the hand, even the hand of God, even that which God gave to Jesus, and that which Jesus had sent, that which Jesus had sent. It is that which has been sent by God, even through his son Jesus, that will bring him to an end. He is an enemy that wants to continually perpetuate his reign, but I want to bring him to an end. His end is in the book. His end is spelled out in the book. His end is revealed even in that book which you should receive, which you should know, should walk in the light of, for to bring him down and to bring him to an end. Yeah, it is in the end that he comes to an end. It is in the end matter. It is in the end light. It's in the end book that he must come to an end. He has an end, and his end is in the hand of the Father, even the hand of Jesus, even the hand that he is stretching forth even to you tonight. Consider even Jesus Christ, even Jesus Christ, even Jesus Christ, that should cause you to come up, that should cause you to come up, come up, come up by Jesus Christ, come up. Come up! Come up and war by Jesus Christ. Come up. See Jesus Christ. For to undo even this enemy. Even this enemy of even this enemy that doesn't want to come down from the air. That doesn't want to fall down from the air. Even this enemy that doesn't want to give way in souls of men. I want to bring him down. See Jesus Christ that has been sent, and see how to bring him down. Yeah, I'll bring him down. I'll cause him to come down. Before your eyes, I will bring him down. Before your eyes, I will show you how to cause him to come down. And you will walk against his rising. You will walk against his height, and he will begin to come down. He will come down. In your souls, he will come down. Even by my book. The book. Come up, Kayade. Come up. Up again. Come up again. By Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? Are we blessed tonight? Praise God. Open your Bible. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. The Lord will lead me. The Lord will lead me. Amen. Open your Bible quickly to the book of John. Gospel of John. Amen.
Amen.
I want to, what came to my heart, but it's something else. But the prophecy is trying to pull me towards a direction. And then somehow, it's like I'm turning between two. So I'm trying to ascertain the direction again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's see the book of John, chapter 5. Praise God. I want us to see this seal from a different angle. I don't know if any of our ministers have gone through that route, but there's a different route I want us to take. But Jesus, verse 17, but Jesus answered them, "My Father walketh hitherto, I walk." Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Now for the Father loveth the Son, and sheweth him all things that he himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raised up the dead, and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will." Not so? So for the Father judgeth no man, not so, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Father, honor the Son even as they honor the Father. And he that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Now verily, verily, I said unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath what, sir? Everlasting life. Can we shout hallelujah? And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Now verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is come, and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life where? In himself. And he hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now verse 28, marvel not at this, for the hour is come, men, in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. They that have done good unto resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto resurrection of damnation. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. My judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father, which hath sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me. I know that the witness which it beareth of me is true. Can you shout hallelujah? Ye sent unto John, and bear witness unto the truth. And he bear witness to the truth, but I receive not the testimony from man. But these things I say, that ye might be saved. It was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in this light. But I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father had given me to finish, the same work that I do, bear witness of me that the Father had sent me. And the Father himself, which had sent me, had borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And ye have not seen, but you have not his word abiding in you, for whom he had sent him, ye believe not. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Is anybody who is happy today here?
Yes.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Are we blessed?
Yes, sir.
Father, we thank you. Amen. But we are going to, by the grace of God, excavate things. The Spirit of God will breathe into his word. Shout hallelujah. And then we will come alive. Amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
John chapter 13, verse 3. Verse 2 says, and supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Not so. And Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand. Knowing that the Father had done what, sir? And that he was come from God and went to God. Now, let's see chapter 3. Jesus is great. The last verse, John testifying. 35, verse 35. The Father loveth the Son and had given all things into his hand. Not so. 10 chapters after. This was the end. This one is the beginning. 3.5 years later. So that 10 chapters, because that same day Jesus was talking this word. I mean, this word was being spoken. That was the night he was betrayed.
Yes, sir.
So from chapter 13 to 17 was the same day. Chapter 13 to 17 was the same day. Shout hallelujah. It's not, there are no months. It's just all Jesus did in chapter 13 is a compression of words. Until he went to the cross. Can we say amen?
Amen.
That's in very, very night. It wasn't too long after Jesus has taught him, prayed in 13, 17, not too long. Judas Iscariot came into the garden with people to arrest the Son of God. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the Father loved the Son, and he had given all things into his hand. 13 said hands. So, hand. Then 13 said hands. Not so. Is there anybody who will say amen?
Amen.
That tells you it's more than one hand. Amen. So he's giving him in both hands. Amen. And Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, so he gave him first one. Not so. John advertised and spoke concerning the first dimension of the work that the Father loved the Son for. And the response of the Father to his love for the Son was that he committed all things where? Into his hand. So the first thing was into his hands, not so. 13, chapter 13. All things have come into both hands. Meaning he gave another all things into his hands. So they gave him more than one thing. So if it is his hand, what are the things in the hands? One is bread, one is blood. Bread and wine. That's what Melchizedek brought. And that was the night of the Passover, the season of the Passover. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It can't be mistaken. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour has come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own where, which were in the world, he loved them to the end. So to love them to the end, when you say you are loving someone to the end, you are going to love him fully in the full manifestation of truth. Everything about truth is given. You have done it and you have obeyed love in both, in all truth. You're able to love in all truth because love demands and truth differs. So he, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. How did he love them, sir? So Jesus didn't love the disciples anyhow. He loved them with everlasting life. You see, it's not even Christ love. He loved them as the Father would love people. So Jesus used great love to love his disciple. First portion of love, and then the second next portion of love. Having loved his own which were in the world, his own. His own. Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Hallelujah. His own, the Father gave to him. The Father gave them to him. He loved them to the end. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the supper being ended. The devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son. So it's clear. Amen. Hallelujah. So you can see it's that same season. So at table, just when you read further, Jesus took bread and took wine. So what was on that table was mainly bread and wine. And those are the things in both hands. They are the love gift of God to the Son of God. I don't know if I'm saying something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is there anything I might have? I said something wonderful.
Yes,
so God gave Jesus bread and God gave him wine. Melchizedek brought forth bread and wine. If he's a priest after the order of Melchizedek, he's going to give you bread and wine.
Yes,
all that Jesus has is flesh and blood.
Yes, sir.
Shout hallelujah. So Jesus brought forth, what did he bring, every one of us?
Bread.
So did he keep it in one hand? So it's both hands. Full hands. Thank you, sir. How many hands, every one of us? Full hands. Both hands. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
These are secrets here. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given him all things into his hands and that he was come from God. It's only John is to reveal this. Hallelujah. It will take John to reveal this. And that he was come from God. and went to God. Not so, sir. He was what, my brother? And what, sir? It means Jesus has already come from God. And Jesus has already gone to God while he was with them. He has, so the two works is coming from God. The next one is what, sir? Going to God. So you can see at the end of the teens, all teens, not so, sir. At the end of all teens is a season when Jesus was going. That will tell you, hallelujah, Jesus was not coming. When he came, hallelujah, when he was coming, Jesus came from God. Jesus came from God. Yes, say that to me.
Jesus came from God.
When did Jesus come from God? Jesus came from God when the Word was made flesh as a baby, dwelt among us. We beheld his glory and the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But in Jesus' life, Jesus has already had a departure before he came to age 30. He was with God. He's gone to God. And then God sent him. He was sent from God. So, do you get me? Do you agree with me? Now, Jesus came from God when he said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't doubt it's what the personality of Logos being made flesh is also a gift, is a coming. But I'm talking about a coming to our soul. So he came from where? From the Father. So he was telling Nicodemus, he said, nobody had seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son of God, which is in heaven, is in heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't understand. Do you agree with me?
Yes, sir.
Chapter 3 was already in heaven.
Yes, sir.
So, Pastor, even Jesus ascended to heaven before he was baptized in water.
Wow.
Yeah. That's true.
Yes, sir.
And that's how John was able to pick him, that the Father must have given you things that took you up. So then, of course, so the Father sent him with things from the position. So Jesus has to condescend to come here. Oh, my Father. So Jesus came from God. These are doctrines, unseen, invisible, spiritual doctrine. So Jesus came, not so, sir.
Yes, sir.
Jesus did what, sir?
Came.
He condescended. After he was raised, Jesus ascended up to the Father. John chapter 3, give it to me. Hallelujah. I tell you of earthly things you did not believe. I tell you of heavenly things, how can you believe? Amen. No one has ascended. No man had ascended up to heaven. But he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. So you see that one? No man had ascended from, nobody ascended to heaven. But the person that came down from heaven, it means he came before. How? When he was sent completely to, he was sent. As he had a complete departure from heaven, he left heaven completely. He left heaven. Say that to me, son.
He left heaven.
Soul, spirit, soul, body. He left heaven. So by doctrine, he ascended. And you think no one had ascended to heaven. I said he that came down. It means what they are. What he was telling Nicodemus is that someone need to ascend, and I had ascended to heaven. He's telling him who ascended is he who came down.
So while he was talking to Nicodemus, he's talking to Nicodemus from the place of ascension. That's right, sir. We give glory to God. So how did Jesus ascend up to heaven? The Father loveth the Son and gave all things into his hand. These things are Jesus' doctrine. Not so. Shout hallelujah. Can we say amen? Nathaniel saw Jesus, not so. And said, Jesus told him, an Israelite indeed in whom there is no guile. And Nathaniel said, this is cause you are the Lord's God. You see? And Jesus saw Nathaniel coming to him and said unto him, you are an Israelite indeed in whom there is no guile, Nathaniel. And Nathaniel said unto him, whence knowest thou me? How do you know me? Because that it means Nathaniel knew himself. Yeah? In Iwuza, he must have been a very quiet guy who talks maybe not too. His temperament must have been the very grave type who doesn't talk, but Jesus brought him out. So Nathaniel must have been an in man that Jesus exhumed. When he used the word no guy, it means Nathaniel hate guy. He said, how do you know me? It means he knew himself. And I said unto him, whence thou knowest me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou was under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. So this is not ordinary. This guy, hallelujah. Amen. He said to him, that was straight. I get me. Peter saw his own later. But this guy, first of all, saw it. Take me back. That Nathaniel and then. Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. He knew it. That you are what, sir? You are the King of Israel. So he knew, amen. He called him the King of Israel. Shout hallelujah. Amen. No man can be a King of Israel. It must not be an ordinary man. Amen. You are the King of Israel. Hallelujah. Amen. Then they answer. 50. And Jesus said unto him, answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou, and thou shalt see greater things than these. Let's see them. And they said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon what, sir? So you can see the ascension thing is in continuum with angels. Please, upon who, sir? Upon the Son of Man. They will ascend and what again? Descend. Say that to me. Ascend and descend. Shout it again. It's supposed to be descending. First of all, before ascending. But is they will ascend. They will what, my brother? Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Why will they ascend? Say amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah. Yeah, because of the activities of life that will be on Jesus. They will be busy with what, sir? The activities that Jesus is giving. there will be every cause for them to ascend. Jesus is a fuel for angels. It will generate reason why they should ascend. Amen. And then they will now descend. They will ascend to God. And then what happened? They will descend from God. They want to, that will occur. Like Jacob saw a ladder, where angels were what now? And what, sir? Why will angels ascend on the head of Uzza? Oh, yeah. God had sent these angels down for a long time to make sure, are you listening to me? They aid the activities of a man or man. Are you getting me? That will bring a connection to God. So when you find somebody in such obedience to God, they will take report back to God that finally is done. It's like they are taking things from here and then later on bringing more. Are you listening to me? So somebody sent them. Who sent them? God. Hallelujah. So when you are fulfilled, so most of the things the Father gave to the Son, I will never doubt it that some of those things were given by angels. They were ministering to him, whether we like it or not. Why won't Holy Ghost minister to him? Listen. When it comes to an heir, thing of heirship, things of inheritance, angels have been assigned to minister them. There is a place of the angels in ministering things like that. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Are you blessed tonight? I'm glad you are so alert. You are so alert. Amen. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So, what God gave to the Son as all things, not so. What did he give to him as all? What did I say they have, my brother? Wine and bread, or bread. So, first of all, they gave the Son bread. What did they give to the Son? They first of all gave him bread to eat. The Son did it. Yes, sir. He was eating it. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He ate the bread. So the things they gave to the Son, hallelujah. I hope you are following me. What they gave to the Son, hallelujah. They gave the Son something. What did they give to the Son, Pastor, sir? Bread. They gave him the Father. Our Father are those two things. The Father is that bread. The Father is the blood. The cup is the one. The Father are those two things. And that's what I have been quickened to talk about.
Amen.
We will see. So he told me today, he said, reveal the seal. He said, the seal is the Father. There is the two beings. The seal is the Father. The Father is the living seal. And the Father is the true seal. He is the hand. He is the first. He is the last. He is the Alpha and Omega, or the beginning and the end. So that's the tongue today. They talk about ending, end. So Jesus loved them to the end. He loved them till he fulfilled the ending. Call Father. The way the Father will love a person. If the Father loves you that way and you hate the Father, you are doomed. It was at the end. Is it Judas Iscariot? Are you getting me? Jesus was at the end. Judas did not know. Jesus has reached hand. Now, Jesus got to the end. Hallelujah. At the supper in the night. He has reached the end. That was ending. So by the time he was breaking bread, he was closing the ministry here. And one person has not changed. You see, it's better that you are even Christ and remain there. But don't be a devil. Don't be a devil at the table of the Lord. It's good to investigate this. Let's see. There is one tongue in my mouth that is trying to escape. I don't know. I wanted to say it that time, but someone said it. So, I don't know, maybe it's still. Hallelujah. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judah. So the devil knows when you reach end. A journey. So he used to have, he knows the, hallelujah, the measures of on duration of the end of God's things. Because it's a spirit of doctrine. So those angels ascending and descending, they have that ability to read doctrines because they are actually doctrine frame. Angels are line boys. They are different from most preachers. Most preachers are not even knowledge. They are scriptures. So at times when you now find knowledge, you think you know things. It just, knowledge is actually a washing, a baptism for lines. Yes, sir. It's a preparation for light. It's to flood your system with light. It's the theory of lines. So the devil can tell when you are reaching end because he understood measures of doctrine. He knows when doctrine has reached an end. And each end of the things of God, when you get to the end of God, you are also ending Satan. So he fights not to be ended. He too doesn't want to come towards an end. Shout hallelujah. Are we saying amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And supper being ended, the devil having put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. So the devil thought he was facilitating the destruction of Jesus. But he was blind. He never thought. The devil has lost the sense of doctrine. He could not read this kind of man that was sent to destroy him. Right there when they were celebrating the feast of Passover, The devil wasn't leading. He wasn't seeing it. He wanted to kill Jesus. To him, he feels he should hand Jesus quickly. I hope I'm talking to you. Not knowing he's going to help the matter. He never knew he was ending himself. Hallelujah. Pastor, did you feel something? Do you sense something, sir? Are you feeling something beautiful? Don't play with every child of the doctrine of God. Don't play with them. They are surrounded by a tremendous power beyond comprehension. If you think you want to walk against them, you're going to end yourself. Because every child of God is set who will walk in the volume of the book is set against the enemy of God. So if you say you hate them, when you touch them, say amen, sir. Amen. And you think you are hating them, you are actually doing yourself. You are tampering with yourself. So don't touch any son of God. Don't even touch them. Amen. Anybody who is touching the Son of God, anybody who is injuring the Son, you are tampering with something. You are tampering with you are destroying yourself beyond what you know. You are taking out favors from your life. You are altering yourself from the root. You are tampering with your name in the book of life. So anybody that carries the works of God, don't go near them. If you can't follow them, don't join to be an enemy. You are going to become more evil. Don't even get angry when somebody is going deep into God. When you are entering into God, you are entering into a dangerous zone that does not hold God well for enemies. And if you're a man and you are not yet a sworn enemy like the devil, are you listening? You are going to be like the devil. So when you attack a saint and you war with these my brethren, you know that separates between the sheep and the goat. Have you ever read that one? That is Matthew chapter 20 or so, or 25. Matthew 25. Yes, sir. It was talking about hallelujah. I don't want to. He said, before him shall he gather the nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divided the sheep from the goat. Amen. Amen. He will tell the sheep, go to the right hand, but the goat to the left. This is a very strange analogy, doctrine of Jesus. Then he would tell the sheep, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom, prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. Shout hallelujah. Naked, you clothed me. I was sick, you visited me. I was in prison, ye came to me. And then shall the righteous answer him and said, Lord, when saw we thee hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee naked, or a stranger, we took thee in, naked we clothed thee? When saw we the sick, when we thee sick, or in, okay, when we, okay, or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and said unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it to me, one of the least of these, my brethren. So who are these, my brethren? Are you saying? So they have the greatest to the least. Give me the beginning, hallelujah, verse 1. I mean, the beginning of this parable. When the Son shall come in his glory, and all his angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And all the holy angels with him. So these holy angels with him are the brethren. They are what's that? So they come with him. They are the holy angels, the least. So how you treat them will determine your placement in eternity. So the brethren is a book. Do you get me? Can we say amen?
Amen.
Stand up, sir. The way you are arrayed, when you grow more, you become a yardstick to know who to go to lake. Yes. Who will go to lake or who will water, my brother? Who will inherit the kingdom prepared for them? Now, these people are not Christians. Read it. They are not necessarily Christians. Please look at it. They are together, both goat and sheep. And listen to me, these sheep here are not sheep because they are born again. This is, when we say sheep, it's not talking about born again Christian. Sheep is not spirit. Your spirit is not a sheep. It's your soul that is a sheep. I hope I'm talking to you. It's your soul that is a sheep. So when a sheep has become a goat. Say it again. Are you listening to me? It means he's chosen his destiny. I don't want to talk too much. Yeah, I don't want to talk. I'm afraid to teach this. Because some of you have it, you can go and begin to use it wrongly. So I will walk behind the lines and you won't know what I said and you think you know what. Are you listening to me? By his grace, I will teach you, but I will not open it. I will seal it. But because there are certain things I will say, it will be open completely. So by his grace, I will seal it. Amen. Then Pastor Dimeji may hear me. It will take elders to hear what I'm saying. So, amen. Yes. Thank you. Yes, go ahead. It's talking about the throne. Go ahead. Took it to St. Praise God. Quickly sit.
Tenet. Ovine temblor tenondi. Shefalenement undinondi. Eginement tonvle penement temblor. Clofle tenement. Lemon and plot and blame me an event. I mean, non flitamaniac of filetaniac of fish and a mania no more. Raising my men. Raising my men. It is time to raise my men. Many, many men. Many, 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 many to should many that should come. Many, many that should come. Many, many that should come up. Many, many that should come up. Come up to the throne. come up to the throne in stature. Come up to the throne. Come up, for I'm raising my men. Men that should come to the end. Men that should come to the end. The end. The end is inheriting the throne. The end is to inherit my throne. Even my father's throne. Even my father's throne. Even the throne that my father gave to me. Even I'm raising my men. Even by the doctrine of the bread and the blood, I will raise my men. I'll raise my men and I'll give you understanding. I'll give you grace even to walk the path, even to come to the fullness, even to the end, the throne, says the Spirit of God.
Amen. Are we saying amen?
Amen.
You see, you don't invite the Father when you are not ready. Not so. The Father is a serious being. It's Wooza. Is it too serious? Immediately you begin to bring the Father into a matter. You're just telling us, come and determine destiny. Not so, sir. Don't come and determine that. That's why a lot of preparation has to be done to bring in. To bring the Father. Amen. So like I said, may God, I have many things to say, but God will help us. It's clear. Amen. Now, what, like I said to you, I said something about the soul and the spirit. What did I say that time? It's not the sheep, it's the soul. The soul is the herd. You know, animal that can be led. So what do you call, what is the herds of sheep? So you can see that's where the word shepherd. The sheep herd. So that head is the soul. That is an animal, amen, that needs leading. That needs to go on a journey to eat. You don't lead spirit for food. You lead souls. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want him. He gets me to lie down in green pastures. He leaded me beside it. So they have to take the animals to different places. Location, just to get the right nutrient. So it is the soul that needs that kind of expansion, that kind of leading. So leading, masteries of leading that the head of the church has acquired to save the soul is equipped with wisdom to save us to the uttermost, is an equipped shepherd. Our Lord Jesus is so equipped that there is no soul he will not take from the hand of the devil. Like Reverend Busi used to say, he's a competent savior. The Reverend got it. He's a skillful savior. He said, wherefore he's able to save them unto the uttermost. They that come to God by him, see he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So, like I said, is the soul. Soul, my brother. Soul. That's the difference between spirit and soul. That's why it's not easy to teach soul. Many ministers don't know soul, I'm sorry to say. They don't know what it is. Many know about spirit. But they even have a fake idea of the spirit man. The soul. To know the soul. Hallelujah. Say that to me.
To know the soul.
Very well. Say that to me, son.
To know the soul.
You need wisdom of the throne. So you can see when the throne of God is in operation, they gather that soul. See, souls stand before the throne. to determine what to be done to them. Anytime, let me tell you the truth, every time the throne of God is making decision on the throne for souls. Jesus is at the right-hand side of the majesty on high, is watching souls. It's watching souls. Is watching souls. Jesus is watching souls. Larry, do you know that if Jesus wasn't taught by God, Jesus would scatter program when he gets to the throne. You cannot handle the throne when you are not patient. You need all long suffering for souls. Can I say that to you? For what, my brother? Okay, can I give you an example? When Jesus left, sat on the throne, the devil took over the head for 1,000, close to 1,400 years. It was just darkness. And what was Jesus doing? He was on the throne. And if Jesus was not, hallelujah, raised to a capacity, he would have been disturbing heaven. Are you getting me? And he would do things that are, what's that? Against the program of the souls. There are some things I don't know if you see here, but yes. I can only say this to elders. You think the devil has the world? No. Jesus has the world. All they are thinking, all that the throne is engineering, how do we aspire Satan? So, and there are a lot of things that has to do. Are you getting me? To do with how to aspire Satan. Satan to wants Jesus to make mistake. So if you sit on that throne, don't make mistake. Don't make mistake. Ma, don't do what's that. If God take half big person and put him on the throne, Benga, what he will have done, he will not have waited for 2,000 years. We are saying 2,000 years is too long. You see things happening in churches in Nigeria, and Jesus is quiet. What is he watching, sir? Do you think, is Jesus weak? No, he's not slack concerning his promise. But he's what? All long suffering. So the throne needs suffering. Those who sit on the throne must have imbibed the nature of suffering. You need all the charity, more than charity. Are you listening to me? More than love of God, you need mercy to rule the throne, to dictate the throne. If you are not equipped and you don't know how to weigh the balances, you will judge wrongly. You will destroy things. And you may hack before his time. So I saw what Satan did, and Jesus said, the Father and Jesus said, okay, let's wait. We wait for another 1,000. At least 1,300 years, not too far. It's just like a day before us. Then you won't know what God is avoiding. When Satan sowed that spirit, that darkness on earth, which brought the dark age, there is something they are avoiding. what Satan has planned in the season of involving. When Satan put things there, he's also giving back. He's putting a seed away that can have six transitions or 10 transitions. And then they see what he's sowing. He too is fighting a war. He doesn't want to expire. And God said, okay, let's see. Yeah. I think it's better that men are so weak before we bring the full dose. That's why before you can be a father at home, to rule a home, rule your house, you must not just be a wild. You know, at times, don't say, well, you need to take your house, or you have to be tough. Now you agree for your woman. You need some wisdom. Shout hallelujah. When you see, are you listening to me? So I say, no. You are too weak. Some devils who come to attack you in ministry, don't rush at it. You don't know what is in that devil. Pastor, some devils are snares. They just position themselves, waiting. Okay, react this way. React this way quickly. React this way. He knows what he wants. He's looking for something. Immediately you put your leg on that, it's going to cause what, sir? A chain reaction, ripple reaction. So you need wisdom above certain spirits. Am I communicating to anyone today?
Yes, sir.
Shout hallelujah. Can we say amen? Shout hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we say amen? Can we say amen? Say that to me. Now, the seal of everlasting God, or the seal of who everlasting God is, what does it mean by seal? Seal is not a rubber stamp. Seal is a person. Is a complete person. Pastor, can you understand? What is a living God? It's fullness. It's fullness. It's a person. It's a being. When you say, I am the living God, that is a seal talking to you. It's complete. It's sealed. When you say seal, what does that mean, my son? That these things are in him. And all things that pertain to him are complete in him. Say amen.
Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
I'm not hearing you. Say amen.
Amen.
Larry, do you get what I'm trying to say? What did I say, sir? A seal. Is a complete person. Is a complete being. So it's okay. The seal of the living God is the completeness of the living God. From head to the bottom. So when you see seal, conclude. John, fullness of the person. Give me that place you said you opened just now. The verse you gave to me. It's like something is there. I saw another. Okay, is it this one? Okay. I saw another angel ascending from where? He's not descending. Sir. It's not what, sir? So he's been there. What does it mean by he ascending? is ascending. So say the work is complete. And he was going back because he has brought the seal. The job has been done. Ascending from these, having the seal of the living God. Not so, sir. Shout hallelujah. Because the servants of our God has completed the job. They finished the work of the living God. Is that what I'm saying to you?
Yes, sir.
What have they done, sir?
They finished the job of the living God.
Say that to me, every one of
they
you.
The work of the living God.
I want you to shout it, every one of you.
They
everything about the living God is concluded already. So, but he has the seal. They now say, seal them on their foreheads. Why forehead? Why the head? Why the head? Then I want to show you. You can have the work and not have the name. You can have the work and not what, sir? So, Pastor, the name is the authority of the work. You can have the stature. Praise God, sir. Say that to me.
You can have the stature.
And what, my brother? And not have the name, because seal is actually name. 11, chapter 14, he called it the name of the Father in their foreheads. In 7, he called it seal of the living God. So it means it is the name of the living God. Thank you so much, man. It is the name of the living God, meaning who the living God is. Thank you so much. Who the living God is. That was, so whom the living God is, hallelujah. So there is something still that is still needed to be done. Whom the living God is should appear on their face, on their head. Oh my God. So that kind of a work can only be done, hallelujah, by the, so the seal is not a rubber stamp, son. I thank God for that sign. It's just the word when the seal of the Father will put a rubber, something like a red something. It's okay. Thank God. That's the only way we can watch that. But is there any way, how can somebody capture that kind of thing? Those are secrets of God. Hello, sir. Hello, sir. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
So I will tell you, what is it, sir? Who the living God is many things put together that will build him as a stature. When you have now built him as a stature, then call him what you have built. Tosin, I build Tosin. Gradually rise until you stand. Gradually, I'm raising Tosin. I'm raising Tosin. I'm raising Tosin. Then stand. Then I name what I have raised. So when I name it, what have I done? I've sealed in. Not so, man. He said, nevertheless, the foundation of the Lord standeth sure. Nevertheless, the foundation, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. So the Lord, before he can call you, is. He must have been what, sir? When he say is means he has sealed you to it to be his own. Thank you so much. So he has named the work. He has owned the person. So, when they said the seal of the living God is the psalm and sealing the psalm. The psalm and sealing the psalm. The summation and then naming the summation. Like Lucifer, thou sealest up the psalm. So our Lord Jesus, while on the earth, what happens there? They gave him all things into his hand. Not so, sir. Say that to me. And they later on named him the Son of the Living God. That's a work. The name of that work is who, sir? So what? Why do you call him the Son of the Living God? Ask me. Ask me. Who is the Son? Why do you call him a Son of the Living God? Why should you call him a Son of the Living God? He has all things. The seal. As the seed of the living God. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can I take you a little bit further?
Yes, sir.
So the Son of the Living God is here. I'm fresh. Are you not feeling fresh?
Yes, sir.
As if we're not doing anything. Oh my God. Yes. The word is enough to rapture us.
Yes,
so say the Son of the Living God.
The Son of the Living God.
Why do you call him the Son of the Living God? Why? Who is a son? A son is he who is carrying his father everywhere. Say it's a Mubai father. So you can see that the father likes to dwell. That's what they call work. The real work of God is not to create stars and the moon. That's not his job. That is playing. That's when he's drawing. And he's drawing stars and everybody, whoa! God's fingers are very dangerous. Everlasting fingers. See what the galaxy. That's his painting. The sky, the heavenly, the space is his canvas. He kept drawing and drawing and playing with stars. But when he's a real work, gone, is to deposit himself in a being. Pastor, say that. To raise you up.
Yes.
Say that song. All of you should shout that, I beg you.
Raise
so what is rework?
Raise
how does it say now what how does it mean by raising you up? We are teaching about the living God, the seal of the living God. To raise you up is not you. He's raising himself inside you. He's the one who will raise stature. He will raise himself. He gradually build himself in you. Your cooperation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To that work is how you inherit him. It's okay. When we say, Son of God, it is him inside you. Oh, you don't, did you get me?
Yes, sir.
No. Now, look, stand. What's your name, son? my son. What's your name? Tim. Timmy. When the Son of God is not you that is inside. Oh, Timmy, the Son of God. No. Issue of sonship is somebody living inside of you. You are completely gone. He's the one. Say, hey, Son of God is actually the Father living in the in a vessel. So, and that pastor, that was what the devil did not like. He found out it is God in cherub. He doesn't like that job. Am I lying to you? Why? He discovered out somebody was where? Not himself. He could do nothing. Except that being. Murderer from where, sir? Benny. That's the job. That is where I want you. You've gotten it, sir. So if the devil give you that seed, now, John is, I don't know, the gospel of John is too dangerous. You are of your father, the devil. And the lust of your father you will do. Lust. He was a murderer from the beginning. Say that, son. The Bible says he's seen it from the beginning. He said, this is the sin. He said, sin is the transgression of the law. What is transgression? Transgression means you break the law. Break the law. Not just breaking the law break. Transgression is really... Whosoever committed sins is a transgression. Also, whoso committed transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Of the law. Are you hearing, sir?
Yes, sir.
If I now build again the things, for if I build again the things which I have destroyed, so when you destroy things that were built, you're a transgressor. Then you have destroyed something and then you come to build again. Who are you? Man can build them. You can build things God destroyed. That made you a child of the devil and the son of the devil. You can go ahead and raise those things again. I make myself a transgressor. So a transgressor, who is a transgressor? Tosin Elebio, I want you to give it to me. God will give you anointing to say it. Hallelujah. If I say you are an English student, you stop.
So a transgression, by what you're saying, Daddy,
yeah,
is one who has capacity to destroy a work of what God is building on his inside.
That's right. But I want you to, you're a wise guy. You know what I want. You're a wise guy. I don't understand that one. There's something I'm looking for. You're not giving your father the fruit he wants to eat. I'm asking you, God is a fig tree and giving me almond. Give me... God, bread. Yeah, give me.
So a transgressor is a destroyer.
Mm-hmm.
One who who has capacity.
Beautiful.
To what I'm here, what I feel is one who can mutilate.
Jesus Christ. Pastor, Pastor, you know, he doesn't want to speak English. But now I need English. Don't be ashamed of this English. Amen. Who can what, sir? Something that is original there. And what do, sir? You spoil it. That is a twister. That is the wicked one. The weak. So, Pastor, transgression produces wickedness. So the first wickedness is transgression. The things in him, it's not the hour of God. So the best way is to murder them. Murderer from the beginning. And abode not in the truth. He left the truth. Pastor, so he has capacity to be in the truth. He was actually abiding in the truth. Because there is no truth where? When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar. And who's that? So what is inside in every one of you? Own. So if I want to have my own, Pastor, how many has is their own? So you can see many will come to him on that day. I have done this. I know you not. Otitosa. You walked your own. Help this Benio. Mutilate. Kratos. This is serious. Hallelujah. This is mercy. Yes, sir. Pastor, when you can.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Fear me. Fear me.
Yes, airports, Lord.
Fear me.
Yes.
Fear me. See me.
Yes,
see me. See, it is me that is speaking. See, it is me that is at work, even in your midst as a community, even in your midst as a generation. See, it is me that is churning out direction, me that is churning out light, me that is churning out truth, me that is opening scriptures. See me. Not that man, but see me. See me and see
the oneness of what I am doing. See me and do not see yourself. Do not even see Kayode that I have rested upon, for to push forth my counsel, for to push forth my will, for to push forth my word, for to push forth my standards. For see me and hold forth the oneness and the unity of the things that I spell forth, even the things that I cause to be birthed, even by my mercy, even by my mercy, even by my mercy. For it is my mercy leading you as a company. It is my mercy speaking to you, even as a generation. It is my mercy that is upon Kayode, even for to churn out the things that I have imprisoned him to declare, that is that I have imprisoned him even to raise as my word, as my will, as my revelation, and as my program. See me, see me, see me, and do not allow for self, do not allow for individuality, do not allow for personal interest, for to divide even that which I am spelling forth. See me, for I would honor them that see me. I would honor them that honor me. I would honor them who from their spirit, having discerned that this is me, walk even in the light of the things that I am spelling forth. For I have shown mercy and will yet show great mercy even to you as a company, even to my sons, even my daughters, even my sons, even my daughters, who are seeing me, who are looking beyond man, who are looking beyond woman, who know that this is Jesus, and who hold forth on their ground, who fight the devil in their space, for to allow the unity, the purity, and the oneness of the things that I am bringing forth. I beg you, I beseech you, I beseech you, see me, I beseech you, allow me, because of mine intent, my singular intent, my singular purpose, for to fall the adversary. Allow me to do the bidding of my Father, even the work of my Father, even through you also, for to bring this devil down, for to bring this devil down. He's the one that divides, he's the one that brings self, he's the one that brings individuality. But you see, my thought is one, my counsel is one. Allow me, and I would honor, I will speak of you even to my Father, even before my Father and his holy angels, because you saw me, because you allowed me, because you look beyond man, even beyond woman. You saw as far as me and you honored me. I would honor you, and together my Father's will be done. Yea, together we shall rejoice when I will save not just your company, but as far as my body, as far as my body. The intent is as far as my body. You will soon see me, even in a way that will be obvious that it had been me that has been leading you in Kayode all the while. See me, show you, I will show you strength. I will show you strength. I will bring you strength that you might fight the adversary. For many, many are coming who would also see you and see me in you and see me in you as you are seeing me in Kayode and in Erling. See me, Nami.
The Lord have mercy on us. Are we blessed tonight? Is there anybody who will say amen?
Amen.
We are not limiting anybody at all. We are not trying to bind anybody. We don't have that heart. Have I mentioned this thing very well? Have I been able to describe the seal? Hallelujah. So the seal is raising the person of God in a person as the seal of the Father, the giving of the Father. The Father is all things. all things God. All things pertaining to God. Then the Father is still good things to come. The Father is all things pertaining to God and good things to come. Good things to come. There are many kinds of all things in the Bible. Not so. All things God. The world of the spirit is a transaction of all things. And there are many types, many kinds of all things. Not so, sir. When you go into the spirit, you see all things Christ. All things God. So when you say all things God, what type of things of God are you talking? Amen. Are you talking about all things bread? Or all things cup? So you have to see that these things are there and they don't resemble each other. They are of different material. That tells you that our Father is many kinds of things. We give glory to God. Hallelujah. Anybody is happy here tonight?
Yes, sir.
Say amen.
Amen.
So who is Jesus? What the Father was doing is that Jesus was raising the Father and saying the purpose of man, it's for God to live inside of man. That's the purpose of man. Is for the occupation of God. Man was designed to carry God everywhere. Man has been God's home, God's house, God's temple. It's a great thing. God has been looking for home. Not so? So when you say you are sealing the home of God, you're actually sealing. Are you getting me? A person for God. So when you seal something, it means the world can't be destroyed. You have saved it. So, Pastor, sir, so it means the living God is a partial salvation. The living God is partial salvation. They have served God for to be saved. Then seal it. Seal their salvation. So, and that salvation, like I said to you, is the living Father. Or you call the Father is the living God. Not so. Is the living God. Amen. Is the living God. But the Lord is the true God, the living God, the everlasting King. And hallelujah, is the everlasting King. So that word Lord there is our Father. The Father is Lord. Amen. Saith the Lord Almighty. So the Father is the Lord Almighty. I will be to you a father. They shall be to me sons, Uzzah, and daughters. So this Father that will father sons and daughters is the living God. I would dwell in, are you listening, the living God. I would dwell in them. And what agreement are the temple of God with idols, as God has said? For you are the temple of the living God. Not so, sir. Not so, my brother. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
For I will dwell what, sir? And what happened? Walk in them and be their God. And what will happen to them? They shall be my people. Not so, Pastor. Yes, sir. So they down now they shall be my people, and I will be their God. That God is the true God.
Yes,
so living God is the Father that owns them, is God.
Yes.
And later on he will move further and begin to walk in them. Can we say amen?
Amen?
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I will dwell in them and walk in them. Then I will be their God and they shall be my people. So my people are different from sons and daughters.
Yeah.
These are true people. So it's not easy to break this thing. Are we right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Even the doctrine of Christ, the mystery of Christ, the mystery of the Father, the mystery of God. This is it. So the mystery of the Father and the mystery of God. This is it. They are what, my brother? But different stages. One is living and the other is true. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
When is it, Jesus, you are the Son of the living God.
Yeah.
Say amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you. Say amen.
Amen.
It's the revelation of the Father.
Yes, sir.
The living Father.
Yes, sir.
Can we say, but when we begin to talk about God, we is true. The fullness of the Father.
Yes, sir.
The Father in full measure. In full fullness.
Amen.
Say that to me.
The Father in fullness.
Shout it again.
The Father in fullness.
Say it again.
The Father in fullness.
Pastor, we know God. We will know God from the end. Say that to me.
We know God from the end.
Or we know God from the least. But it's, hallelujah, what you call the beginning is actually his end. What you call end is the beginning. Hallelujah. Do you get me?
Yes, sir.
Say amen.
Amen.
So what I'm saying is that, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So amen, praise God, sir.
Hallelujah.
There is one you've not known, but there is one that first come to you. The one that first comes to you is the least.
Yeah.
It doesn't come to you in fullness. It's the one you can take.
Mm-hmm.
So he cometh to you very in his least state. And then gradually raise his your capacity until you're able to comprehend the fullness of him. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That filleth all in all. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
Well, I love this. It pleased the Father that Jesus should have all fullness. Do you get it, sir?
Yes, sir?
How did I say it? I said, ending. Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
It's. When we say the hand of God is high. the beginning of God is the lowest. You began with his end. With you begin, are you getting me? Say it again, sir. With the least. To go to what, my brother? To the highest. So the first. Or say first and the last. Beginning and the ending. Shout hallelujah. Say first and what, sir?
And the last.
And what again, sir? Say that to me. The first and the last. And what's that?
Beginning and the end.
So I want to ask you, what is it, Alpha and Omega? Which one is greater? It's Omega. But what will come to you first, sir?
Alpha.
Which one comes to last? Omega. So to him, Omega, don't go. So as it stretches itself, what comes to you first?
Alpha.
And how does it end? You walk to Omega. We give glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Is anybody who will shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
God, help me to end well tonight.
Amen.
Just help me, Father. Help me, Jesus. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, the bread. You eat the bread first, and then you drink the wine. So there is a God that shells God. Stand up, Pastor Tope. Who shells? Who is the house? Father is in a father. Oh, God. So the father, you see one. That's the house. That's the temple. Pastor, the blood lives inside the house. So you can't see the blood, God, the Omega. The spirit of the house. God. I say you can't see the spirit of the house except you have the house. First, so he gives you his house first and then bring you closer to cut covenant. So every house must have a covenant. I'm just showing you everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
If you drain the blood, it will appear as a bean. Yes, sir. You see him talking. He will walk. He will gist with you. And he can hide in Wusa. And the house can be walking. God is serious. Jesus has both, sir. So when Jesus was talking about his flesh, he was talking about his blood. He's not talking only about his physical body. Jesus was talking about life within. If you don't eat these two things, you won't have life in you. Now, the person who started it, if it is life in you, as the Father had life in himself, so has he given to the Son to water? Oh my God. Have you seen that, sir? So the owner of life was the Father. So the work Jesus did was a work of life. All that Jesus was doing was to live and to have life. And Jesus ended up having life to the full measure. Jesus gave... Do you know what Jesus was speaking to the universe? I have given the Father permission to live in man. Having the Father's name, or being sealed with the Father's name, is that you've willingly submitted yourself to the Father. Right of ownership belongs to the Father. I can do nothing of myself. The Father owns you. And at the same time, that's why, you see, the Father will need to own you. Say that to me, son.
The Father will need to own you.
If he doesn't own you, he won't do things he wants to do. There are things the Father wants to do with the house, the way he wants it. He needs to own you. When he owns you, what happens? He says, you'll be my people. There's a way God wants to treat us, to be his people. Finally, the Father does not just raise, he quickens it. Let's see that. Say that to me, sir.
The Father does not just raise.
So as the Father raised up the dead and quickeneth dead, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. Meaning the Son will raise and quicken. That's the two works. What are the works, Pastor? Raising up and then quicken. What is the first of all one? Make you living. To quicken you is to give you breath and make you true. That was what Jesus meant by, I am the resurrection. Oh, God, they don't get it. I am what, sir? Resurrection. And what, sir? So you can be resurrected and you don't have the life. That doesn't mean you will not move. Oh. Meaning speak the way you ought to speak. Speak with the frequency of your life. Speak at the frequency of your pedigree. You can be raised and you are not speaking. So the Father can raise it, can raise you up. Pastor Tope, how does the Father raise it up the dead? Just to be sure, all of us have not forgotten what I've been teaching since. How, sir? By giving the bread. How? The Father raised up the dead. By how? Does he just raise you up? How? He will raise himself in you. That's the actual resurrection. The Father is a very wise investor. Father, hallelujah.
Amen.
The God, the Father is merciless to the grave. He is as cruel as the grave. God is merciless to the grave. He set me a seal upon thy heart as a seal upon thy hand. Love is strong as death. Jealousy as cruel as the grave. Because thereof are coals of fire, which art most vehement flame. So God is in my name is jealous. That's what he called himself. I will never compromise with Satan. I will never give Satan space. When I'm taking you completely. That's what his name is. It's consuming fire. It's a consuming fire. It takes it all. You want my brother? Sat down, brother. You know, you see the way grave behaves. How does grave behave? He wants to own the bone. He starts with the flesh. He's not satisfied. He wants to eat everything. It's a law Satan brought. And God said, me too, when I'm lazy, I take all. I raise all. I am more dangerous than death. So when God is raising you, nothing else. Hallelujah. So, and God puts an insatiable hunger before he cometh. He wants to see how hungry. Are you really hungry for me? You want to be filled, okay? You want loaf of bread, where they're ready. When you say you want to eat bread, you want to eat him. And God will bless you. I will the Lord will bless you. No, how many of you know we are eating today? Shout hallelujah. The Father quickens after he has raised. Hallelujah. Now, all of these two things have their seal. Both living God and true God are actually a seal. They are both a seal. Hallelujah. They are what, sir? Shout it, every one of us, sir. Say that to me again. They are seals. So when you are sealed with the first one, you will go ahead and be sealed with the next. Nobody can break through you when you are sealed with both of them. You'll not just be incorruptible. You'll be undefiled. Then when you will not fade away when you get to the blood. When you have a true seal, you won't fade away. Shout hallelujah. That is the end of incorruptibility. Yes, sir. That's the omega of incorruption. Fullness, thank you. It comes by what, sir? By the blood of the Son of God. When we sprinkle the blood, say that to me.
When we sprinkle the
blood. Was it the blood of Jesus Christ? The blood of Jesus Christ. When we sprinkle that blood of Jesus, you're actually sprinkling the Father. Hey, Jenny Baba. I'm not lying to you. The true God is Eje. He's serious. He's bathed in blood. Am I communicating? The true God is what, sir? It's hewn out of blood. And he is clothed with vesture dipped in blood. His name is called the Word of God. The Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
It's his appearance to look upon like a jasper. There is purely red. Is a red being. Eh?
Yes, sir.
What John was saying, he was seeing blood. If you are not blood, you can't sit on the throne. It must be bloody. No wonder the guy who is his enemy is a red dragon. Not so, sir. Is who? He's a red dragon. Yes. Why is he a red dragon? He has to wear wedge to be able to resist God. Yes, am I talking to you? Man child too is what, sir? He's purely red. He's a child of the testimony, sir. Thank you, Pastor Dimeji, sir. He's coming from the womb. You can never see anything coming from the womb. And he's purely white like snow. A Jenny. That's a revelation there. That's a true child. My child. Amen. So the more you become full, the smaller you become. Man child. It will take babe and suckling to deal with the adversary. It will take the two of them to handle them. Hallelujah. There is just some one more thing now. I'll be closing just to say it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it, sir. Yeah, hallelujah. Can we shout hallelujah? Can we say amen?
Amen.
Father, we thank you. Father, I give you glory. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
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 Are we, how many of you are blessed tonight? Just say the having the Father. So Jesus went to God. He condescended when he came from God. Now is went to God. Pastor, where did he go, sir? What is doctrine is not a physical departure. It's a soul thing. So by doctrine, he went to God. He came by, are you getting me? By the first one. He came as a bread. He's going back as cup. When he was praying in Gethsemane, that was not bread prayer. Cup prayer. Let this cup. And then his sweat was dropping like blood. Yes. That's not an ordinary season. It was breaking Satan. It was warring with the dragon, not with the wicked one. He has overcome the wicked one. He overcame the world. He said, man, be a butcher, overcome the world. Well, but he needed to overcome the dragon, not with blood. Jesus is great. Are we blessed tonight?
Yes, sir.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I want you all to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Are you happy? Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Give you the glory. Father, we thank you. Honor to your name. Honor to your name. Yes, honor to your name, Father. Glory to your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Come from God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
Are you blessed tonight?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. I thank you. I honor you. I thank you. Give you the praise. I worship you. I honor you. Thank you. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Appear in your people. Appear in us. appear in us. Appear to us in us. Appear. Be real. As that you make yourself, reveal yourself. The glory that is that will be revealed in us. Let the glory be revealed in us. Yes, your glory. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Father. Yes. Thank you. Shamsi Nebu Yataka. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hear me say, hey. Finally, he said, I should say to you, this one is talking. He said, my works are the works of glory. My works are the works of glory. All my works are glorious. Nothing combats death but glory. The work of glory. I am the God of glory. Even our everlasting God is the God of glory. He appeared to Abraham. He said, the God of glory. Or the Father of glory. Hallelujah. See, the Father of glory. The indwellingness of the Father is the glory of God dwelling in you. And he said, I should say to you, the presence of the Father inside of you is the diminishing of death. So you need the arrival of the Father inside of you is the antidote of dying. So the more the Father dwells in you, what happened? You are learning not to die. Glory, walk of glory. Say that to me. Glorious walk. Glorious walk is a walk that exonerates, exterminate, separate, remove, cleanse, abort, take away death. So anytime death is not being confronted, the Father has not arrived. So when the Father is in you, he's actually the resurrection. Call it resurrection. Paul said that I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. That's his name. Is it God who quickeneth the dead? God knows that he has answer to death. That is his job. His job is to bat that which can take away death. And that which takes away death is the revelation of his son. When Father is making his son, is an answer to death. Or all the works of the devil. All the works of the devil. God wants you. God is taking you to a place, that's what he's saying to me, I should say, where you will judge the devil. Yeah. I'm not saying sitting down and judging. Judging his things. Yeah. They will not escape you. Hallelujah. Amen. No matter how fast they are, the arrival of God will slow them down. Amen. For you to pick this prey. Amen. And kill them. Hallelujah. The working of the Father in you is so great. It's great. It's a great work that the Father is doing. Hallelujah. It's to raise you to a capacity where you yourself, you receive judgment. When you have judgment, say, I have judgment. To have judgment is to be empowered. Hallelujah. Empower. Say, to be empowered. To stop death. Stop sin. Stop sin. Sinneth not. Sinneth not. Finally, both raising you is raising you to be a judge. Quickening you. Am I talking to you? Is giving you what, my brother? A higher level of judgment. To make you of a quick understanding. Making you a judge at a high level. Amen.
Amen.
Because death too is too. Hell and death. Is that so? And God said, you will handle her.
Amen.
You will deal with grief.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Say grief.
Grave.
Say it to me.
Grave.
What is death? What is grief? Finally, death means seizure of life. What is grief? Sinking into the abyss of hell. And when things are keeping him, that's grief. That's the second degree of death. So you're not just, people die. And what happened? And they're in grief. That's where the victory is on grief. Oh, grief, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? Where is your victory? So the victory of grief is that it cleans the dead. And you won't see them anymore. That's how cruel it is. But God says it's going to give you vision. Is going to give you victory over these two things. I see people dying. Grave has taken souls. But deleting is little. Some souls are no longer being found. Oh, hallelujah. As you see it in the physical, some souls are buried. When you go to the valley of dry bones, they are no longer present. I think with their bones intact, that's grave. When death comes to bones, sinews are no longer present. What has happened? Grave has been swallowing them. But I want to tell you, grave shall be swallowed up in victory.
Yeah.
So this is it, sir. The Father is a swallower. Is an eater of death. God will eat death and nothing will happen to him. God eats that. He eats that. Shout hallelujah. He takes it and nothing happens. Sealing takes place. When we know you have been fully sealed by the seal of the Father, it will be impossible to die. It will be impossible to die. When you are sealed, we won't be checking you. Is Brother Bright, has he turned? No. You are unturning, unchanging, unwavering. Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
Can John, this apostle, turn? The devil was tired of him. He got to a place that even one touched him not. The devil became tired. We are going to have men on earth in this universe. They won't quickly take them to heaven physically. They will be here. And the devil will give up on them. Hallelujah. They will be roaming on there and there. Nothing happens to them. Hallelujah. The devil will give up. Because the victory of death has been broken. Are you blessed tonight? Father, we thank you. The great Father, thank you for blessing us tonight. You will raise us up. You will bless us again. Tomorrow, Lord, we will come here early by your grace so that heaven can feed us. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' name we pray. Shaya mo fire no mo laya no mo niaya lo. Iya walaya mudaya laya lodaya niala da laya da. Mudile laya mudaya mia muadaya o. Niasa daya mudida de alada ni. Mulede lada luda mudabi lada lade. Eluli led my lada. Muadalaya, modileya, modadilaida, lamanaya, nimi, eminile lada, I am laida. I'm to dom, I am the liad. I'm ani, emilayanada, emininailaida, alaida, eminilaida, mufasainada, eminifiada, emimani. Alata, I mean I'm born, tanque, lande, dambon, tanla. I mean I mean the vayada, I mean vayada, I mean lida yada fire da, in mani mani fire da, I mean fire da. In mani fi fada, a fire da la dami, emilada, I mean fi fada, in mani fiada, a fada, I mean ya fada. I am Diada and died. I am Naya Divida Amania Afada. I mean if he father Afada Afada. I'm the father. I'm Yita. I'm that your father. I'm that your own father. I am that daddy. I am your father. I have your I am the father. I've your father. I'm your father. I'm that your father. I'm the father. I'm just your dad father. I'm that Kadaya. I'm that your father. I'm the father. I'm the father. I am that father. I'm that you're my father. I'm that your father, my father. I'm that your father, my father. I'm your father. I'm that my. I'm that you're my father. I'm that you're my father. My father. I'm that your father. I'm the father. I'm in here. I have come here. I have come here. I came here. I'm in here. I'm with you. I have come. I am here with you. I'm that your father. I'm be with you. I've been with you. I have been with you. I'm father. I'm the one. Amen. Okay. Interpret.
I'm here. Motion this face in the ass and found some wish in the ass and with my father. I'm here with my father, here with my God. I'm here, a father, with my father. I'm come here, a father, even a son of my father. Come here, a son of my father. A son, my God, a son to my father. Even I'm here, a son with my father. I'm here with my father. My father, so come with my father. Came to you of my father. I decided to come with my father. This is my father, even the father that is my father. The father that birthed me. The father that is in me. The father that is greater than me. Yeah, it is come, for the time is come, even to birth sons of my father. The time is come for to birth sons, even to raise sons of my father, even sons of the father, even sons who like me would carry my father, who like me will do all the biddings of my father, who like me, my father, will indwell them, even to the nations of the body, even the nations of the earth. I've come even to initiate that season, even the season of sealing, even the season of sealing, even the season of sealing, even sealing man with the names of my father, even living name and the true name, for man will be born, even father men, even men that are fathers, even men that will be of the pedigree of the father's life and of the father's nature. It is time. You are in them time, even times wherein sons of the father will be born.
Amen. Hallelujah. I just felt this visitation of God was to put a seal on this meeting. Yes, and the meeting is carrying the blessing already. The visitation is to witness to the meeting, to put weight that the meetings need. At times, meetings can go on like that, and you may not have this kind of thing. It's going to be a meeting, but not just a meeting God is giving to us. We have had the word, but this one is coming down of the persons who owns the message. We've been preaching there. They are pleased with us to come and visit us. They are here. Hallelujah. And I just want to know, everybody here listening, something is on you. They came to put things on you, passing things to you. Hallelujah.
This is the Image and Glory Conference 2024.
Welcome to a feast of five things full of marrow.
Of wines on the lees well refined.
We believe you will be blessed by the abundance of grace to be administered through God's word.
Stay blessed.